Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, this is Money FM 89.3. Well, 2020 is set to be a year of change in the Asia-Pacific as countries face different challenges in the economic and talent market. And the wave of digital transformation, automation and technology is set to increase in 2020 as we will see an increasing demand for digital and technology professionals to spearhead Asia-Pacific's adoption of new technology. Now, Hong Kong and Singapore are two of the world's busiest port cities and top financial centres. However, both countries suffered a great deal of losses recently as Hong Kong's economy is still being put to the test by more than 6 months of domestic turmoil, while Singapore narrowly avoided a technical recession in the previous quarter. Plus, both are combating the COVID-19 outbreak right now, much as the rest of Asia and the world is. Well, we speak to Natasha Madhavan, our team lead, risk, legal, compliance and IT recruitment from Selby Jennings Singapore for her insights. Well, Natasha, what are the possibilities of Hong Kong making a recovery this year?
Yeah, hi Bernard. I think first of all, thanks for having Selby Jennings on the show. Just to give you some context, so we do cover both Hong Kong and Singapore. I think it's just a bit untimely that everything has sort of happened in a short span of time, especially for Hong Kong. But as you rightly said, we do have strong financial backbones in both countries. So as much as things are slightly slowing down, we still back a recovery and there's a very strong talent pool in both countries. So we are confident it will recover. I think Hong Kong is still going through adversity on both sides, as you mentioned. But what we see is just kind of like a delay in the interview process and a slight delay in making decisions, but not a complete halt on hiring.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about the employment prospects for both countries, especially right now with the COVID-19 outbreak kind of adding to the woes?
Sure. I think the prospect conservative, but still moving forward. I think everybody, the banks, the financial institutions, even the corporates have kind of taken a step back and gone, okay, what are the necessary roles and what are the nice to have roles, you know? But and I'm fully aware that it is industry specific, but you know, at the end of the day, businesses still need to move forward. You still need your risk guys, you still need your legal guys, you still need your sales guys. So I would say it's conservative, but still moving forward and looking at more necessary roles versus nice-to-have roles.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about our market here in Singapore. But what can we expect for digital businesses here in Singapore?
I think it'll be a really interesting year. So, you know, let's see how the digital banking licenses go. I think it will shake the market up a bit. And I think the good thing is it will also push the traditional banks to be more innovative, kind of create some healthy competition to ensure that the banks are delivering on forward-thinking products. You know, 2019 was a really exciting year. We saw startups, new launches, Western companies moving into Singapore. So it's great. Like, I think it'll be a really interesting year and it will push not just the tech firms, but even the traditional banks to be more innovative, new ideas, and help push Singapore forward in innovation.
Mm-hmm. Well, good that you mentioned this, because I also want to ask you, how are other professions faring? I mean, which sectors are expanding headcount, that kind of thing?
So for Selby Jennings, we do more banking FS, but I think if you read the budget recently as well, it's been quite industry specific, but it's great to hear that, you know, especially in Singapore, aviation sectors and the sectors that are experiencing a bit more decline based on the current situation are still getting support. I still feel that technology and e-commerce are where the headcounts are going to be. And I think roles like cybersecurity, database roles, and even things like know your client, KYC roles, as banks, digital banks look on to bring on board new clients will be really, really important. So I think if you're working in the tech space, this is your year. If you're not, that's fine. Upskill yourself on cloud, upskill yourself on IT and keep yourself relevant.
Okay. Can we expect an increment of average real salary in both countries? And why?
I think Hong Kong will still see a little bit of an increment, but below the usual average. But I guess the reality is that, you know, people are still only going to move and only going to stay for financial incentives. You know, from the budget in Singapore recently that's been announced, we know that growth has slowed. So salary increments will probably be slow, but maybe just to share from a recruitment perspective, we've had a couple of candidates on offer already this year and they have gotten increments. Selby Jennings is actually also running a survey right now across Asia. It's not final, it's still ongoing, but out of everyone we've surveyed, 40% of the people still believe they're going to get an increment. North of 50% are saying that their bonuses will be even slightly more or at least the same as last year. So I don't think it will be a drop. I think we'll still see increments, but I would say probably more conservatively and slightly below average.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're speaking to Natasha Madhavan, team lead at risk, legal compliance and IT recruitment from Selby Jennings, Singapore on Money FM 89.3. Well, Natasha, what kind of approach are hiring managers adopting this year? I mean, has the approach needed to change with the evolving COVID-19 outbreak situation?
I think it's time for everybody to kind of take a step back and ask themselves which roles are necessary to have. But I think some advice, I was chatting with my team about this earlier. If I was a hiring manager, I would probably look to kind of take advantage of the situation. So as other companies are slowing down their processes, take advantage of that and get ahead of the curve, because I think our sentiment is that we will see a recovery, even if it's towards the end of the year, and you want to be ahead of the curve in who you hire. Singapore is a hub for human capital. We've got some of the best talent in technology, in cybersecurity, in governance around the region. So yeah, take advantage of it, like grab it while everything is on a slow, because these are roles that are necessary to move your business forward.
Okay, so listen, so might we see an increase or a decrease in hiring, and what can possibly contribute to this change?
Sure. I don't think we'll see a massive increase, but to be honest with you, I don't think it will go into decline. I think everybody's being more calculated and the hiring will be mainly for necessary roles. I think the other thing that will affect headcount is internal mobility. So banks might not increase their headcount that much, but what they'll do is look internally and see, okay, where can we move people across? Can we take people from our Western offices and move them to Singapore? And what are the necessary roles? So for example, cloud is a necessary role at the moment at where technology is going. So yeah, so I would say it's not going to be on a decline. We don't believe so, but I think it will kind of be necessary and yeah, maybe just slight increment, but slow.
Okay, so let's just say I'm a job seeker right now. I'm tuning into this conversation. What do you think job seekers can expect this year in 2020?
I think first of all, I will advise everybody to be a bit more curious and they need to upskill themselves. So I expect that if they are not upskilled on cloud or they're not that digitally savvy, it might be harder for them to find a role. I don't think they're going to see massive roles and a lot of new headcounts. I think it will be more frugal and replacement headcounts. But I think if you can upskill yourself on the project side, on the cloud side, and just even generally on your communication skills, you'll stay ahead of the curve. So, yeah, so I think my advice to every job seeker is don't be too slow in making decisions as well. If you find something that you like, you know, grab it before somebody else does.
Mm-hmm. As the demand for candidates, of course, with technological skills who are digitally savvy with language expertise is expected to grow, what about candidates with other skill sets?
Like I said earlier, to be honest, you know, to run a business, you don't just need your tech guys. Your risk guys are really important, your compliance guys, your legal guys, the guys at the back end who still are the engine room of the business, like all that is still really important. So I don't think there'll be massive increments in hiring for those headcounts, but it takes that to run a business. And I would even say, especially in a time of turmoil, your compliance guys, your operations guys, and your risk guys, those are the people that are going to keep the engine running for you. And those are the people that are going to keep the business afloat. And they are the ones that you need when things, you know, kind of pick up. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, we've been speaking to Natasha Madhavan, our team lead, a risk, legal compliance and IT recruitment from Selby Jennings, Singapore on Money FM 89.3. Thank you very much for your time.
Great. Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.